This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis collectors of African American art have a vast array of pieces exhibited in their individual homes. If you're lucky, you've been able to see some of them. But a show opening Friday night at the Philip Sline Gallery in the Central West End brings together more than 60 of these works. Other ways, other times, influences of African American tradition from St. Louis collections is a spinoff of the Living Like Kings display at the World Chess Hall of Fame, examining the intersection of chess with hip-hop culture. The Sline Show explores other ways, other times of African American culture beyond hip-hop. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Philip Sline about the exhibition, its connection to recent events in St. Louis, and its uncharacteristic timing.
A lot of times institutions and galleries such as mine will do a show in February for Black History Month, but we think it's very important to do something not in February, so thus we're doing a show in October.
Are there any pieces that are, in particular, that are often not seen or haven't been shown in St. Louis?
I think that almost every piece in this exhibition probably has not been seen publicly. Many of these artists have are widely known to people, and they will have seen examples of the work, but these particular pieces will seem fresh. They have not been seen, so we think it's a tremendous opportunity for the community to come out and see this work. There are some real stars in this exhibition that I think people are going to be really thrilled to see.
Could you name some of those?
Well, I think that there's a fabulous Kehinde Wiley piece in the show. There's going to be a wonderful Howard Finster piece in the show. There's a wonderful Julie Moretto piece. We have Bob Hansman, by the way, is in the show. He's a local artist. He's going to be in the show. Another local, Greg Norton, in the show. All of the artists aren't African-American. There's white artists in the show that have been heavily influenced by the African-American tradition.
So, you know, recently we've had two young Black teenagers shot and killed by white police officers, and I understand you had this exhibition underway before Ferguson, before Shaw. Do those things add any significance to the exhibition, do you think, or affect it in any way?
The events, as tragic as they are, aren't necessarily part of this show, but I do think it brings more importance and significance to the exhibition.
The photograph that you're using for publicity has changed since your first thoughts about it. Can you talk about that?
Once I saw this image, and it was after the events in Ferguson, so perhaps after that I felt that this would make a strong statement, because something that I had been hearing and reading is that young Black African-American men were feeling completely disenfranchised.
Could you describe it for our listeners?
Yes. The Dawood Bay photograph of Kenneth is from Jim Schmidt's collection. Kenneth is a photograph of a young man, I would say 12 to 14 years old. It is a very sensitive photograph. The eyes of Kenneth are particularly powerful. The way he looks out at you is filled with empathy and emotion, and I find it oftentimes hard to look away. It's a work of art that encapsulates the humanity and the almost sad worry that I think is often expressed in young Black men in the community